For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic. Welcome to Punch Drunk Sports. Punch Drunk Sports. A lot of shit to get into. Ari's in Jew York, everybody. Calling from his Jew cave. How are you, Ari?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well. How was the flight?
I guess easy enough. I don't know.
What'd you fly?
I flew JetBlue, and I took that old Indian wheelchair guy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great. They go right through.
Oh, because your foot's broken.
Sort of, but I took the
sort
crutches.
Of broken.
I hadn't taken the crutches for a while. I took those out.
Oh, you worked the system.
Yeah, I got two bags. I'm not pushing those.
You're such a grifter. Join us in studio. Very funny guy. He's got a very creative fundraising project. It's on, what is it on?
It's on Kickstarter.
Kickstarter. Please welcome Sandy Dantos.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for having me, guys.
Or Dandy Santos, as Boone likes to call
you.
Yeah,
that's what Boone has always
welcome to the show. Real quick, let's get into our sponsors. BetDSI, BetDSI.com. For all your bet needs, go to BetDSI.com. Use Punch Drunk. Get $10 betting cash. It will take an hour for you to get that cash, but it will come. Also, Caveman Coffee, CavemanCoffee.com. Go to CavemanCoffee.com. Use Punch Drunk Sports. Get 10% off your coffee and tea needs. And you know, The Punch Drunk Sports, we'll suck a dick for some coffee. And that's some good-ass coffee. Nope, nobody's with me on that one? Okay. Then we went to punchdrunksports.com. Go to Amazon links, check that out. And guys, a lot of people are hitting us up. I want to write for the website. What do I do? Go to punchdrunk.com. Click the little banner that says write for Punch Drunk. You see a couple monkeys. Click that. It will take you to the email. We'll send you to the guy that will set you up, and you can start writing for the website. Super excited about everything. Real quick, guys. Sandy, where are you going to be?
Where am I going to be?
You got any gigs coming up?
Yeah, I'm going to be all over Vancouver and Vancouver Island coming up.
Vancouver Island, just Island. Roaming the streets like Sasquatch?
Yeah, let me look at the list.
Victoria Island.
Victoria, yeah.
Are you doing hecklers?
No, it's a bunch of rock clubs and bar shows.
Who are you gigging with?
Kathleen McGee.
Oh, nice.
And that's Abby Roberge. Gig. Yeah, yeah.
That's a fun gig. You guys set that up yourself?
Yeah.
That's a fun time, dude. I like that area.
Yeah, it's
Canada's prime comedy, dude.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Prime comedy.
They love it up there.
Where else are you going to be? We're going to get your dates if you don't know exactly where you're going.
SandyDanto.com. All the dates are up there. I could pull it up and read them off, but it's probably just easier
to go. Anything this week you got.
I'm going to Canada tomorrow.
Okay, so if you're in the what islands? The
Victoria, Vancouver Island.
Victoria, Vancouver Islands. Check out Sandy Dantos, Abby Diamond Face Robert, and Kathleen McGee.
On Thursday, I'll be in Port Albany, British Columbia.
Oh, snaps. Yeah. Look at you, international.
Yeah.
Port Albany? Oh, yeah.
Dean Del Rey, where are you going to be?
Where won't I be?
Who
I will
be opening for?
I'm opening for Jesus H. Christ himself. I'll be at the Comedy Store this weekend. I'll be at the Melrose Improv on the 27th at the end of this month. So 2-3 weeks from now, I'll be at the Melrose Improv. And then I'll be at the Galapagos Islands opening up for a bunch of turtles.
That's great. I hear those Komodo dragons have great followings. They bring that heat. They heckle, though. If you show fear, they'll eat you alive.
Oof, well, that's not going to go good.
Yakov Smirnoff has some great stories about opening for those Komodos.
Dude, I used to go on the road with the Ninja Turtles.
Really?
Yeah.
How was that, Polly?
Dude, it was cool. I got a master splinter.
You made Aaron laugh so hard his tits are jiggling. Ari, where are you going to be?
I'm not going to be anywhere this week, but next week I'll be in Madison, Wisconsin, I think.
You think? I want to be at that place where I might be there. Festival.
A 420 show with Kurt Metzger and a bunch of other shows.
Drug addicts. Okay, so check out Ari Shaffir's Drug Addict show.
Yeah, 420. Yeah.
Should be a lot of fun. I am going to be in Fresno this weekend, Friday night. Check me out. And then main room Saturday night. So Friday night I'm at Joe's place. I hope it's an actual venue and not Joe's actual place. And
he's just sitting in like a fucking like inflatable pool.
By the way, dude,
porch.
I will. If you go to my website, fucking email me, samtriplelive@gmail.com, and you want me to do a private thing, I will come to your house. And your name doesn't even have to be Joe. It could be fucking anything. It could be Jason Voorhees if the money's fucking right. I'll come there and fucking gig.
I won't even come gig. I'll come clean your house.
Dude, for $1,000 and a plane ticket, Jason Tebow will come and clean. And dude, this motherfucker cleans.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
will you
really
be? What kind of clothes do you like to clean in?
I say you go your new seatbelt, your new belt.
I will literally. I will clean your house wearing nothing but a condom. and I don't even like wearing condoms.
That's how much he's willing to do for you. Will you raw dog and clean?
Absolutely.
If
I'd prefer
they go
that.
Straight bareback.
I would prefer that.
Okay.
And just so we know, can we clear it up? By cleaning, we clearly are talking about me coming over and fucking somebody for $1,000, right?
No.
Yeah, obviously.
Okay, yeah, then 100%.
How much for actual cleaning then?
Ugh. Yeah.
$3,000?
Sure.
Okay. So $1,000 will come fuck anybody you want. Literally.
Doesn't matter what you are,
it could
girl,
be
guy.
A chick. It could be your uncle.
Could be an old
your uncle fucked you. Now you're gonna get someone to fuck your uncle.
Could be an old dog you want to have. I have like a nice little send off.
Here's the thing: if you do that, we will fucking live stream it.
Yep,
we will live stream Tebow going balls deep on whoever you want. Everybody.
Whatever,
$1,000 dog, make it happen. Hey, Fight Nanny, do you have anything you want to push?
No, but I want to thank everybody on Twitter that's nice to me.
Okay.
I love them.
All right. They are really nice to you.
But the ones that aren't nice?
We DM. We're getting you through it.
You DM them going, what the fuck's wrong?
No, I just DM anyone that DMs me. I love everybody.
Don't say that. Don't,
oh, God.
Do not,
really, gonna, I do,
if
though.
You start DMing people, you're going to be start getting DP'd very quick.
Yeah. I've gotten invites already to go to Canada.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They want you to headline? Out.
No, they just
who they want
me,
you
no,
open for you, Jason?
No, they just said I can stay with them.
They want you to come clean?
That's great.
Come clean our house.
How many dick pics have you gotten from drunk punchers?
None yet. No.
Not that you want it, right?
You just said the magic word.
You don't
word
want
again.
It.
I don't
okay.
want it.
All right.
No, but nobody does.
So, Sandy, the reason you're on the show is because we all think you're hilarious.
Oh, thank you.
You're part of the late night crew at the Comedy Store that has to go up and fuck the dead. And still you are.
I've gotten really good at fucking the dead.
Yeah.
You have.
I'm pretty good at it. Yeah, it's hard. It is a skill, that fucking the dead skill.
Yeah. It is.
Well, I started doing this thing that's started to go really well for me where I have the remaining audience members come up on
I've
stage.
I've seen it. It's really
and
funny.
And take a picture at the very beginning of my set so they're invested in everything I have to say after that.
Yeah, wow. That's very smart.
Thank you.
So the thing about going late, it's so funny, is like, because once in a while the universe will align and you'll get an early spot.
Mm-hmm.
And I call it the fresh pussy spot, right?
Yeah.
Because when you're going late at the Comedy Store, you're the 100th guy in a 99 gangbang, okay?
Yeah.
It's sloppy. It's beat up. Nobody's having fun anymore. You know, but when you get that fresh pussy, you fresh just pussy. Annihilate. And you get outside, everyone's like, dude, great set. Nah. Great crowd.
Yeah.
I had a great crowd to do my shit. I'm so sick and tired of these early guys going early. Go like, oh, no, blah, 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 had an amazing set. Yeah, he had an amazing crowd.
Yeah.
Put that motherfucker 3 hours into this shit, and let's see how that goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not everybody can do late night. And I actually tell people, shit the bed. If you're in, shit the bed late night. So they're like, oh, you can't do this. We got to put him early. But he's
oh, yeah, good point. That's what you should do. That's what
throw
Tommy
the fight. Was.
He's got an opening. So what? He's going to do another stuff, too. Don't relegate him to just opening forever.
Yeah. Right. That's why I told Eleanor, throw the game. Throw the game, or else you're going to be going at the fucking end of the night. And where is she? Fucking right after me, before Holtzman.
In the prime shit spot.
In the fuck the dead spot.
Yeah.
You know? But
at least at the end, at the very end of the night, you can go as long as you want.
That hour spot is fun.
The one before the end, you can't do shit.
Yeah, it's that's the worst.
You know what they should do? I wish they could do one last comic, and that sucks because somebody loses a spot.
No, why don't they just start at 15 or 30 minutes earlier?
Well, they're now doing it at 10, which I like because if you...
But even then 9, like, why not start at 8:30 on the weekday night?
8 o'clock. I've been telling Adam this. I told Tommy this for years. 8 o'clock is a normal hour that most comedy clubs start. There's no reason to start at 9.
Or why not do two shows?
Yeah.
Not even two shows. We can get more spots in there. If you just do one long show and start an hour early, you get 4 extra spots a night.
Which is a
times
lot.
5 nights.
Yeah.
The only problem with that, dude, is that now the last guy gets an even deader crowd. It's even an hour longer.
Because those people aren't there. The people there for 9 o'clock are not still there, too.
And the people who are there after midnight are just, they're there.
Yeah,
I mean, occasionally you get somebody who showed up at 9 and showed up at 8 a.m., but that's a case. Usually it's people who showed up at midnight.
It's so funny. The one thing about doing late night spots always helps is when you go on the road and it's a shitty crowd, you just totally know how to flip that shit.
Right.
You just watch local comics go in and be like, oh, what do you do with this? And they just mail it in and they get nothing.
Yeah, it's like, what do you do with this? It's like, what do you mean, what do you do with this? This is the only spot I ever get. This is Our audience is different than this?
Yeah.
Shouldn't everybody be drunk and angry and only 15 strong?
I remember doing a...
From Australia?
I was doing Edison, and I think it was on a Thursday or a Sunday, but there was like 50 people there.
Improv?
And the opener comes and goes, ugh, what do you even do with this? I go, are you fucking serious? And you just flamethrow the fucking room. You know what's so interesting? The Laugh Factory is a great club. But if that room isn't full, it is not a fun crowd.
Dude, I did the Laugh Factory in Chicago, which is a giant room. They had 280 people, and it felt like it wasn't full. And the fucking the manager, Brian, comes over to me. He's like, dude, usually it's like way more crowded than this. I just want to apologize. I'm like, there's 300 people in this room. In Los Angeles, I have to perform 10 times for 300 people to see me.
That's the main room, too. You put 280, 250 in there, they're like, what's going on, dude?
The main room?
Yeah. 250 is the whole bottom and a little bit of the back. Yeah.
It's basically the curtains just not open.
Yeah.
The side curtains.
So it's good.
No, dude. The main room is 400.
Yeah.
You have to have at least three-something for them to be excited about it.
No, you close the wings. You're fine.
Ari, I've been producing main room shows forever. When you get a little over 200, they're not that happy about it. When you get fucking over 300, now you see a little smile on people. It's just a giant fucking room, man.
I've performed in the main room lots of times.
Yeah, I know. Well. But it's like...
When there's 200 people in there and the wings are down, it's still packed.
All right.
It's really at its best when there's like 27 scattered people throughout the room.
Ugh.
And they just had to watch Holtzman and then you go up.
Ugh.
Ugh.
That's where I shine.
Dude, the worst spot was Holtzman way back in the day when he was like, he was on fire and either he would crush it or eat it and then you had to follow whatever wreckage was left.
Huh.
It's like you following Godzilla through Tokyo, and you're like trying to find a
with
sandwich
a
shop.
With a broom. You're just walking behind Godzilla with a broom.
So, Sandy, talk to me about this project you got going on, then we're going to get into some sports.
I'm trying to do a special, but I want to do it differently. You know, everybody does theirs like in a comedy club or a theater or whatever. I want to do mine on a yacht that I get out of the water and I trail across dry land.
Okay.
Like, sort of like a mobile venue slash party bus.
Right.
And I also want to ride a jet ski in the pool of the yacht.
Pauly, how did you help Sandy come up with that idea?
Dude, I pretty much give him all his good ideas. All his good bits I wrote and like...
Wow.
Da-da-da-da-da, and then he came up with the idea, da-da-da-da-da.
What was that da-da-da-da-da part? That's
dude, I just explained... Dude, keep up, bro. You gotta listen.
I'm pretty sure that Pauly Shore thinks my name is... Dude, let me have a cigarette, right?
Yeah.
I think he thinks that's my first name.
Real quick, Jason, you know the God's in the da-da-da-da-das, right? You know that's where God is.
Oh, I guess so.
Yeah, God's in the da-da-da-da-da.
Because...
in the da 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 da, and then ba da 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 da.
Yeah. So where can they go? They can go Kickstarter. What is the link, basically?
It's the name of the project is Jet Ski Hot Tub Road Trip on a Yacht.
Okay.
And so if you could just go to my website, sandydanto.com, or my Twitter. It's all, I mean, I feel like such a dick. I'm
Why?
Constantly promoting it.
Why?
Because it's like it's like nonstop.
Fuck it.
Link to this.
That's what
link
we do.
To this, link to yeah.
How now? This is my favorite thing. How much money do you need to make this happen?
I need millions, but Kickstarter would not let me ask for millions.
Okay.
They said ask for something achievable. So I'm asking for $10,000, which is a drop in the hot tub of what I need. But I'm going to sponsors after this.
I like it.
With the credentials of...
Who are you thinking about sponsoring?
On paper, I'll have a successful Kickstarter campaign.
Okay.
Hopefully.
So who are some of the sponsors you think might help?
You know, like...
Sea-Doo,
Bud Light, GoPro.
Sea-Doo, Bud Light, Monster drinks.
Monster Energy drinks.
Oh, Princess Cruise Lines.
Yeah.
Cruise Lines, Dog Fart, Interracial Gangbang Pornography...
One, I have a friend that owns a porn company,
money.
And he put up the most money out of anybody so far.
Dude, this porn star just died, and it was so – it's sad, right? It's sad. She's 31, and she just passed away. She died in her sleep, right?
One of those.
Air quotes.
Natural causes.
But it's so funny. The tributes to her is so funny. Like, one is, like, her with a dick, like – her mouth, like, pointing out of the side of her cheek, right? And it's like, we're going to miss you, Amber Rain. And it's like this huge black cock just looking like it's trying to fight through her fucking mouth. It's so funny and sad. It's sad.
What was the headline, like, porn star... With porn star dies of natural causes.
Yeah,
fake
dies
tits.
In sleep. Wow. Dies in sleep. Which,
holy
you know,
shit.
Is just heroin or just... hardcore drug use.
Yeah, you're 31. You don't die in your sleep unless there's a fucking
By the way,
tornado or
31
something.
Is old age for porn stars. She
yeah,
died
yeah.
in her old age. When you're 31, you're doing GILF porn, okay?
That's so crazy. And then you get girls my age who are like, well, like, I'm still hot. And you go, fuck you.
Fuck you.
I'm pretty. Die. What? What do you mean, die?
So let's get into this. Ari, did you get a chance to watch the title game?
Yeah, man, and it was amazing. I watched the first half of the first half.
Great
game. On the plane on
JetBlue. NCAA championship game. Villanova beats North Carolina on following a game-winning shot with a game-winning shot.
I mean, I could see it when he hit 4.7. I'm like, that's enough time. It's a tie of Sedney. It's enough time to get all the way down the lane, all the way down if you want to, and no one wants to touch you because a foul puts you on the line and the game's over.
What is the name of the guy who took the shot, hit the
Jenkins.
Game? Jenkins. Dude, did you see that style? Do you play any rec ball at all?
Yeah.
You ever go, did that guy not shoot old black man
style?
That
was old black man.
The way
he's like, stand somewhere, hit it, not move, and just throw your arms up.
The best, you know what was the coolest part? I assume you guys all saw at least how the game ended.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy from Carolina hits the craziest circus shot.
In the air, pump fake.
And hits that, and then you're like, oh, my God. The other guy from Villanova just gets the ball, strokes it, watches it, and then just puts his hands in the air. Right when his hands go in the air, it exploded confetti. Like, it didn't wait six minutes.
Yeah.
It didn't wait for them to, like, oh, let's check the buzzer and make sure that was a legal shot.
Yeah.
The minute that went in, it exploded confetti. It was awesome.
That was great.
Dude,
that was great.
The reaction shots to everything was fucking insane, dude. All the people at home, all the Villanova fans, the arenas of both universities had sold out their basketball arenas so everybody could watch it.
Yeah.
And you see UNC's arena, everyone's going crazy. And then they get quiet.
Yeah.
And then you cut to Villanova's and it's just dead silence.
Yeah.
And then you see it and you go, boom! And
man,
it just goes crazy.
In a six-second thing, like, people's emotions are like, bing, bang, bing, pow! In 6 seconds, so much happened. But I can't reiterate enough. Like, you think about, like, Ari, you know when you block Sam's shot?
What?
Yeah, all the time.
That was a big moment.
If there's no footage, it didn't happen.
That was a big... I love the Mayweather argument. there, you know, there's a huge moment. You'll probably think about that for the rest of your life.
Probably not.
Or when Nick beat Sam in that big game. I mean, Ari. About, when Nick beat Ari in
that
big game.
Oh, yeah,
that
was great.
Maybe
I
that,
remember that being Sam. I remember that as Sam.
But I can't stress enough that this guy.
My mind, Sam, it happened to.
No matter what happens with this guy from Villanova, I mean, he probably could go pro. I
was
mean,
it like when Ari had to jerk off and stare at my eyes while he beat off and,
it wasn't
and
that
fucking Aaron
epic.
Cried in the corner?
But imagine now all of these great highlight moments that we that
you're right
in our little shitty moments of like intramural sports or all that. These little shitty things that in our heads were so great. Now, picture that exact moment in your head. Ari blocks Sam's shot. Boom, it explodes confetti and an explosion all over him. I can't stress enough how cool it was. That, right when this dude drains it, that it just explodes.
Yeah.
Confetti and fireworks.
Game is over. They're like, fuck it, release that shit.
It's yeah, over. Release that shit, because it was way out of his hands
they
by the time
known.
That buzzer
that
went off.
The scoreboard guy was, must have known. It was like, listen, if this game-winning shot goes up right now, we have 4.7, there's a timeout. If a shot goes up with no time and it goes in clearly, fucking run that shit.
Yeah, because if he misses that, it's overtime.
Yeah, but dude, it was so...
What if he hit the confetti anyway?
That's what I was saying, because that was a big mess of confetti to clean
that
up.
That was awesome, dude. And the place exploded. And you know you have to feel... Michael Jordan must hate the crying Michael Jordan meme. I mean, the greatest competitor ever is the now the face of...
Well,
of
now
like,
all, the Steph Curry generation, all they're going to know... of Michael Jordan is his shoes and that meme.
Yep. Yeah.
And that's it.
That sucked. That's karma, dude. If you don't want to believe
why
in karma,
karma.
What?
Being the greatest basketball player of all time?
No, but the super competitive guy who would go out of his way to fucking belittle everybody and just mentally beat them down now is the fucking face of the meme for when you lose and you're crying.
It's what was that from? That his Hall of Fame speech?
Yeah. Oh, you know, if he could buy a time machine right now, he would buy it and go back, go, do not cry! Do not cry!
Also, I bet all his agents were like, way to go, man. You were vulnerable. It was real tears. That was great. People are going to love that.
Well, the other strange thing is that this Hulk Hogan sex tape thing where he gets like $130 million or whatever, what they're legally saying is, Gawker, whoever it is, has fucked you out of your potential. Or who thinks Hulk Hogan had $130 million left to earn in his career?
Well, it's also that he's a celebrity, and it's all like Aaron Andrews is never going to make $55 million. But it's
but
like
that was
potential
like an invasion
revenue.
Of her privacy that she's.
But this
for.
Is too.
He knew he was being.
No,
recorded.
He didn't. That's his argument.
No, he knew it was being filmed, maybe, but him, but not by somebody else and put it out to everybody.
Right.
Like,
I mean, if I say something in my own home, if I do something in my own home, it's like, you know what you did. It's like, yeah, but that's private.
Any
that's for you.
Any porno that you see on the internet that is an American website. There is a release signed by everybody in that porno saying you can release this porno. That's why everybody goes Kim Kardashian, and she's like, I can't believe they leaked it. You leaked it.
Yeah.
You know, Paris Hilton, you leaked it. Your mom leaked it. Kris Jenner leaked that shit. So they
mom
put it up without her, without his permission to air it.
You think
it.
She screened it for, like they had a...
at the Playboy Mansion, they had a screening?
Yeah.
I do.
They had like a red carpet event for it?
Yeah.
They had like a whole makeup artist and everything
or, like,
in there.
Or like Kris Jenner was in the edit bay, like, no, I don't like this. Can you cut
dude,
right there?
I'm not lying to you. With the Paris Hilton, they did reshoots.
No way.
No, they did. They did. No,
that black and white shit?
They did reshoots.
Was Paris Hilton the first one or was Kardashian the first one?
Paris Hilton. No, the first one was Pamela Anderson.
Right.
Oh, that yes. Goblin, that cop.
But that was like 20
then,
years
that
ago.
That was an accident. And then from then on, that's what I think. You tell me, Sam. I think that was an accident. And then they go, hey, this actually helped her.
You know what happened? Someone got that video and goes, let us release this. We're going to pay you this much money, and they were both like,
well, yeah, because she basically was a porn star. She was a nude model.
Right.
And then...
Who, Pamela Anderson?
Yeah, and then before... And she was trying to get into acting, and she was doing a little bit, but It was in a time when
it was her boyfriend. It wasn't some dude. It was her
Right. It was her husband.
Video came out after all the heat, after Baywatch, all that stuff. It was like,
it kept her in the zeitgeist. It kept her really popular.
Yes.
And it was when. It was when you couldn't.
That's a conspiracy theory guy right there.
And plus, like, who didn't want to see her fuck?
Right. Yeah. Everybody did. And she
and
knew
dude,
that.
Nobody wants to see little dicks in porn. Even though you're not gay, nobody wants. Why are you bringing 4 inches to this thing? Okay? If you're on camera, you better be the best of the best. It's like the same thing with comedy. Stop putting shit on television. I only want to see the best of the best.
Red State Sam.
If you're fucking on camera,
preach.
I need fucking 9 to 10 inches or go the fuck home.
Dude, when I'm looking at porn, I just, first thing I look up, giant dick and nothing else.
Yeah.
Not that I don't type nothing else. I literally type giant dick and nothing else.
Yeah. I also want pecs. I want good pecs. I want a good looking dude.
Yeah, I want a guy who's got a nice, sweet, fucking bleached asshole.
I
want
to see somebody. Bag just unload up nice.
I want a guy staring at me while his friend fucks him in the ass and he can't believe he's ten. What?
I don't want any women in porn anymore.
I told you he's gay, and I love that the only thing that pisses you off is bad porn.
No, I got a lot of shit. Oh, let's get back to this NCAA shit. Why is this thing on TBS?
That's crazy.
It's stupid, man. What do you got CBS going on fucking Monday night? Are you telling me the championship game can't get the same numbers as Elementary? Are you fucking telling me this?
I mean, they just paid money for it. They can't afford
in the past.
They can't afford, you know. So they're like, oh, we'll take this. Sure, we'll take all this shitty fucking.
Yeah, but dude, that was done on purpose.
That hurt them.
Yeah,
that hurt, I mean,
that
you walked in saying their numbers were one of the worst ever, correct?
Because it's on fucking. Who goes to TBS?
You know why it's on TBS? Because the last few years, the last, like, however many years, the championship game has been the afterthought. All the games during the tournament have been good, and the championship games been blowouts. Yeah. So they're like.
And you know what? You looked at those two Final Fours, the Final Four games going into the championship. 75-point difference between the two games.
Yeah.
One was a 50-point blowout, and the other one's 27. What about that makes me go, yeah, I want to watch that. Yeah. I'd love to spend my Monday night watching an 80-point blowout.
Too. What?
Super Bowls are usually blowouts, too.
Sure, but it's Super Bowl's a whole thing,
it's a holiday.
Super Bowl's,
Ari, what is, holiday. You know, television guy, TV guy?
Yeah.
Oh, who's on tonight? Oh, tonight on This Not Happening, Jason Tebow, Sandy Danto, Sam Tripoli telling stories about love and believing on. Tonight on This Is Not Happening on Comedy Central.
Yep.
So check it out, guys.
It's actually Artie Lang and Steve Simone.
Oh, it is?
Okay, that's a good
I'm glad one. They don't have white guys on there then.
Yeah, me too. Listen, real quick.
Asian too.
Ari, what is. What's good for a network television show right now? Let's take out, America's Got Talent and all those kind of free.
See what's good.
Honestly, what is a number that's good in terms of the millions?
What do you mean, ratings?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know that shit.
All right, I'm going to say, I look at them all the time. If you're getting like a 7 million rating, right? 7 million people, that's a pretty good network show now, 7 to 10 million.
Okay.
For network.
This title game, which was the worst of, when you put all three channels, because you could watch the neutral one where you get both sides, or you can watch your team's feed, right?
I do that for me. MLB app, and it's great.
I like that.
I love that
I like
way
that
more.
You combine all the viewerships, it's over 10 million. So why can't you put it on network television?
No, but hold on, Sam. You just said they combined those viewerships and they got over 10 million.
Yeah.
So what was it when it was on CBS?
Well, that's, I don't know last year.
Isn't 10 million good enough? Like, that's great.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Maybe cable's the better way to go.
Yeah. What?
Maybe cable's the better way to go because you can get more viewers that way.
Well,
what you're saying is they had it over on cable and they had a shitload of viewers. So why have it on CBS? Nobody doesn't have cable anymore.
Here's the thing about CBS and TBS.
Because it's respect of what it is. It's tradition. It should be on network.
Respect for network television. It's pointless. Network TV is done.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist as a thing anymore.
And neither of those, TBS and CBS, neither of them, I mean, if you're on your computer, you could stream it. But if you have like Roku or Apple TV or anything like that, neither of those channels, CBS, who's paying? CBS is a channel that if you have an antenna on your television, you plug it in, watch CBS. And they're trying to charge you $12 a month to watch CBS?
Isn't that crazy?
That's all the other insane ones, to me.
NBC or ABC, you can just like, whatever's on right now, you can just watch it. Sure. As long as you give us your cable provider, whatever, just watch it. CBS, they charge extra on that Apple TV. Fuck them.
Yeah.
You know what was crazy last night?
Crazy.
I was watching a game last night. Went over to my buddy, Jay, who says hi, by the way.
Hi, Jay.
Went over to his place to watch it, but he was getting back a little late, so we DVR'd the game. So we started it like 30 minutes later than the rest of the world was watching it. So we get about what would be regulation, like the game was probably ending to the real world, even though I got 20 minutes left on the clock. Yeah, we're skipping through it. So we're about 10 minutes behind. All of a sudden, everybody in his apartment complex is like 10 minutes left in the game to us. Everyone in the apartment complex does this. There's like two amazing screams throughout his entire neighborhood. And me and him are both like plugging our ears like la 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 la. And then we keep watching, and 15 minutes later, me and Jay are like, oh! Hey! And I was like, back to back. Like, that must have been what everybody was yelling about.
Let me ask you something. Guys, where does this fall into the greatest game-winning shots in the history of the NCAA tournament? Some of them are obviously Christian Leitner in the turnaround.
That was a great one.
Michael Jordan shot against Jordan.
Hold on. Christian Leitner was not in the final.
No, he's saying then the whole last second buzzer beaters of the whole tournament.
Yeah.
Here's my problem with this. As you have to take into account that it is a final. You have to give it some more credence.
That's huge.
But if he misses the shot, Villanova can still win that game.
Well, yeah, if he misses that shot, they go to overtime.
Right. So it's not that as big as you're down and this is for the win.
No, I disagree, dude.
You disagree with that?
Hold on. You're saying this is the greatest or not the greatest?
No. I'm saying if the game is tied when he hits that, when he goes up for it, it just goes to overtime if he misses it. So it's not like win or lose. It's win or still.
No, I disagree with that. I think the fact that the guy hit the shot,
yeah,
it adds to the fact that the guy came right down and hit his shot. I think it's...
Oh, no, that adds to it.
I think it's the greatest ending to a game ever because it won a game and you followed this this thing where everybody thought we're going to overtime and you just go, old black man, fucking
no way.
Why?
Not with 4.7. With 4.7, I was like, there's a 50-50 shot right here. They scored.
I mean, yeah, there's so many things that could have happened in those last 5 seconds after he hit that. But I mean, was it the greatest game-ending shot? I don't know. I mean, there's so much pressure on it. I can think of a lot. Other ones, Jordan's was pretty great.
Against Georgetown?
Yeah, I mean, the Leitner one, he was down. They lost that game, and then they won it.
And they threw that inbounds pass the length of the court. He caught it at the free throw line and just threw it at the basket.
He had 1 second.
But I will say this about that game in its entirety. I mean, other than a few times where Villanova was up like 9-10, and then Carolina kept coming back.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a 2 to 3 point game the whole game. Shitload of lead changes. I mean, it's probably 20 lead changes.
When you see it's 1 point game, you're like, this is great. And then
that was a great game all around. Great
Villanova
defense.
Turned it on defensively in the second half. So
they quit calling travel in all basketball, college and pro, and WNBA.
As long as it looks
there was
good.
One, they missed a bad travel.
These guys might as well have roller skates on. I couldn't believe that.
Whatever makes it more interesting.
I agree with you.
I know you did because we talked about it. Anybody see Blake Griffin on Broad City?
No. I haven't seen it.
Really funny, dude. And I want to send a shout out, special punch drunk shout out to Blake Griffin. For having a punch drunk moment on Broad City. He's laying in bed with this chick.
After he just pound that puss?
Yeah. He's naked in a lot of it. What a great body, by the way.
He's buck naked?
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen his dick.
What?
Yeah.
What? I was in the locker room.
How's his cock?
He's got a fucking Orton Sherbert dick.
Does he have a monster dong, though?
It's not super dong. It's not like, I heard like Scottie Pippen
had colors? Like,
it's just all fucking Orton Sherbert, just like the rest of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you know how some dicks have that like ring around it halfway through, and then it's like a different color.
I just got an idea. We're gonna get the nanny fight passes, and someone's gonna be her cameraman, and she's gonna go in these locker rooms and interview these guys, and we're just gonna see how far the drool falls off her face.
Can we go to the one that's here at the forum?
Yeah, oh, we're gonna. We have to work on getting her a fight pass.
Forum? Is it the Forum or the
UFC
Center?
Fights?
No, it's the Forum and Chris Weidman and Dominic Cruz.
That's cool. They're having that at the Forum.
Yeah. So what we'll do is we'll get her a pass. She's gonna do our interviews, and we're gonna make it so she can go into the locker room.
In my fantasy world, Blake Griffin's dick. It's like really big.
Don't change the subject. I want these passes because I'm buying tickets tomorrow, and I will throw the tickets away if you get me passes.
No, buy them, and I'll buy them off you.
Okay,
if
cool.
We get for you.
In my head, Blake Griffin's cock, it's like big, and like halfway down, there's like a hole that an owl lives in.
Hey, fine, Danny. Let me give you a little spoiler alert for this podcast.
I'm scared.
Sam's not going to come through.
I know.
Oh, but anyways, my Blake Griffin
Ari,
moment.
How do I get passes?
If we knew, we've been doing this show for 4 years, and right now you're going to be like, how do we get backstage passes to, like, we haven't racked our brain to get UFC.
I know. Ari says it every time.
Ari's tried half-assed.
I know, and I got it. I got the things.
Yeah, he said.
I didn't follow up. I got it. We're fucking.
They'll go crazy for a female reporter to cover this shit. That's all they give a shit about is fucking vagina cash.
That's fucking network TV. This is not.
Well, diversity.
Care about women.
Women do. Are you nuts? Are you nuts?
Yes.
Of course. Okay, I'll accept that.
He pretty much answered. He took the steam out of your engine right there, didn't he?
Perfect.
Yes,
perfect.
I'm an insane person. Well, then, nothing to see here.
Well, the prosecution rests, Your Honor.
Well, then, go to BetDSI.com and use the code PUNCHLINE.
By the way, anyone want to just put a little money on this game? Syracuse, they're a 26-point underdog. If you throw...
I'm taking Connecticut with that line. I'll take Connecticut with that line.
22? Dude, they won by 80 points. UConn won by 80 points two games ago.
Can you go to BetDSI and see what the numbers are? I'll put a fucking... I'll put 30 on fucking Syracuse. If they pull out a miracle.
I mean, and just not lose by 70?
Yeah.
What's the line, not the spread?
That's what we're trying to find out.
So Blake Griffin's laying in bed with this chick after they just banged Ari.
Yeah.
And
how is this technique? Did they show you?
It's pretty. You have to see the sketch. It's all about the technique. But here's his real punch drunk moment where Blake Griffin gets a punch drunk hero award of the day. He's laying in bed and she goes, I wish there was a place where I could play basketball. And he goes, there is. It's called the WNBA. And she's like, are they any good? He goes, oh, God, they're the best. I steal their moves all the time. They just do things that I can't even think of. I bet. There you go. Once again, another classic example of women just taking what we do and making it better. I go, Blake Griffin coming through. Women making it better.
Look through it. I don't know what it is. So, yeah. So I'm going to put a little money on Syracuse. Why not? What?
What does he want from me?
What are you looking up? I don't know what you're looking
up. Talking to the microphone. It's part of the show.
You're saying.
You have to talk onto the microphone. It's part of the show.
I don't know what. What are you looking up? But the.
She's trying to find out what's the spread. What do you want, Ari?
NCAA Women's Finals.
Not the spread, the line.
What's the line for the 2016 Women's NCAA Basketball Finals?
No, Sam, you don't have to because we mentioned it earlier, so she's on it.
Okay.
Ari, congratulations on your are you happy with the table read we had the other day?
Oh, I mean, yeah, it shows a lot of work we had left to do.
Yeah, but that's what those are for, man.
Yeah, I have some suggestions, and I think it's great. Hey, Ari, I really love that you mentioned doing Selvia on Brian Redband's podcast on your fucking opening of your season of This Is Not Happening. Thank you.
Oh, I said Redband was there. I said Sam was there.
No, you didn't. You didn't say me.
I was there. Podcast.
I was the one that kept telling you to hit it.
No, you're the one I swam up to. I swam up to you.
Thank you for not mentioning me. real quick, what else?
Something good, and everyone fucking has a problem with it. You can't do anything nice anymore. Just move to Tibet and fucking go away.
Please.
Ari, please don't move to Tibet and go away. I haven't gotten anything from you yet.
Oh, yeah.
I need stuff.
So what else you want to get into?
I have a question.
Sure.
Oh, which is Blake Griffin going to be better in, Broad City or this year's playoffs?
That's a great question.
Broad City.
And real quick, yeah, fuck face, because I'm thinking you're talking shit real
no,
quick.
No, I'm not.
I'll pull back my anger.
I like the Clippers.
You just know last season in the playoffs, he was the best player
yeah,
in the playoffs.
Oh, I know.
So,
except for in crunch time. Except for in crunch
time.
A couple
rounds you can really have to choose from.
He's not... I don't know what happens to the Clippers in crunch time, man.
because they don't have that go-to guy.
What about Chris Paul?
Chris Paul isn't
Jamal
that guy.
Jamal Crawford.
Because at the end of the day, he's fucking a point guard. And he's, dude, we need a Carmelo
J.J. Redick.
Redick is just, I've had this thing with Redick, man. It's like, when he's high, he's hot. When he's
but
not,
you know, this year,
done.
I think he's gone to a different level.
Yeah,
than
he's doing better. We need a Carmelo Anthony. Like, there is talk of a Blake Griffin
right.
for Carmelo Anthony fucking trade. I think they'll actually, what they if they were going to do it, it'd be Blake Griffin to Boston. Boston sends all their picks to New York. New York sends all their...
this, by the way, is textbook Sam Tripoli NBA talk. You can't talk NBA with Sam Tripoli for more than 40 seconds before a 9-team trade comes in about what's going to get the Clippers on track in 2020.
Jesus, you know what I think? Oh, sorry, what are you?
He's the worst. All he does is come up with these scenarios.
They're all great, too. Here's what needs to happen. We're going to get 11 teams. One of them is a European team. You're like, how? What?
No fan has ever correctly predicted a trade. Ever. In the history of sports.
Of any sport. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, the
but
fact
that
I'm just
so
talking
fun.
About it.
Right. It is fun to
it.
Talk about.
But we need a closer. I mean, you know, a great example was like the early 2000s when Vince Carter and Jason Kidd played for the Nets.
Mm-hmm.
They would get a lead, and with 5 minutes left, just give the ball to Vince Carter, and he would just put everything away.
Yeah.
You need that guy that just gets buckets easily. You know, that's why I'd love to have a Kevin Durant or something like that. Blake, here's what's going to happen. We're going to fucking steamroll Portland, and then we're going to get in the second round, and we're going to give fucking Golden State a way harder series than anybody thinks. I'm predicting 7 games.
It's a hot take.
It is a hot take because nobody thinks it's going to fucking happen. Dude, CP3, if you took Steph Curry out of the equation, he is playing out of his fucking skull right now. Like, he is doing Isaiah Thomas type fucking numbers right now. Like, he's not a guy like score. He'd rather score 15 points and have 30 assists.
Right.
He's old school point guard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He knows he has to score now.
You know what I think the Clippers need to do, and I might be crazy, but I think Blake should be the sixth man right now. Because they have this chemistry with the starting five, and he would be a monster second unit guy.
It's not crazy talk at all.
Is the second unit going to be able to stop Blake at all? At all?
No.
And then in the fourth quarter, you just put Blake in instead of DeAndre.
And they essentially got the fourth seed without Blake. They got the fourth seed without Blake.
Right.
I mean,
like,
he hasn't played
who on
Christmas.
Golden State's second unit is stopping Blake?
Nobody.
Iguodala?
And
no.
Then you have him start. And then, dude, they could go a great small ball lineup. Paul Pierce at the four, Jeff Green at the three, and then you have Blake Griffin at the fucking five.
Paul Pierce drives me nuts.
Yeah, well, he's done.
Yeah,
he made a deal with the devil for last season,
and for a while I thought that
he's just throwing
it in for the regular season, and then he's going to be regular old Paul Pierce during the playoffs.
Mm-mm.
No,
I went.
It's just over.
Last Sunday, Fight Nanny and I went to a game. I saw him make a layup. That's the first bucket I've seen him hit all year.
Yeah.
I've seen him miss so many three-pointers.
He can't hit threes.
And they're all short. They've clanked the front of the rim. He's not even missing them long. It's like he has no legs anymore.
I'd rather him step in. Take one step in.
I'd rather him not even be on the fucking floor.
I don't know how you guys feel about Doc as a coach.
I'm starting to not like it. Actually, I don't like him as a GM.
No, and I don't like.
I mean, nobody likes him as a GM.
Except for
the
Clippers gave him that job.
Did you hear this? CJ Wilcox, which is our first round pick from 2 years ago, that Doc won't even put on the court.
Right.
They offered us, Chicago offered us Tony Snell, which is a scoring forward that we need for a guy that we never fucking play, which is CJ Wilcox. He turned it down. They wanted C.J. Wilcox and a second pick.
Tony Snell was starting for them for a while.
Yeah, and he can't play a lot of D, but I don't give a fuck. I'd rather have a guy that's lights-out shooter and can't play D than a defensive guy who can't shoot.
Yeah.
In this day and age of the NBA, you can't have a guy on the court who can't score. You just can't do it, dude.
Nope.
A Bamute? I mean, that's the most ludicrous thing on earth.
That lets you know Doc is fucking still in 2002, where you could have a guy out there that can't score.
You have these two teams, San Antonio and Golden State, that are just next-level teams. I mean, they're historically great.
They're teams.
But then the next two teams beyond them in the Western Conference, there's Oklahoma City and the Clippers. And both of them
put, Memphis.
Put out a guy. Well, I think Memphis is a tier below them. But
100%.
The Clippers and the Thunder both put out guys in their starting five who they have to hide on offense.
Yeah.
Roberson or whatever his name is.
Yep.
And Mbah Mute.
Yeah. Ibaka is
when
good.
When they get the ball passed to them, you don't have to guard them. And you're not going to fucking compete if that's the case.
You can't. You know what happens?
You're down a
Thunder?
Guy. You're playing five against four.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to do that.
And
yeah.
San Antonio and Golden State aren't doing that.
Unless you're a supreme shot blocker, rebounder, unless you're doing like a Dennis Rodman,
right.
Unless you're doing God's
that's
work,
Ibaka.
Unless you're a blue collar guy where you're like, I don't want to shoot.
You know
I
what?
Like
in today's NBA,
blocks, that doesn't exist too much.
In today's NBA, you know who that player is? Draymond Green, and he can drill threes.
Every team
and
used
pass
to
the
have
ball like
Draymond
Magic
Green
Johnson.
Dennis Rodman with a 3-point shot.
Yeah.
See, and every team
minus high heels.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the thing about the Thunder. The fucking KD went out with an injury, and in that one season, the NBA completely changed.
Yeah.
It completely
it really
changed.
It did.
So within he was only out season when he came back, his team was archaic. His team is built to take on the Kobe Shaquille O'Neal yeah. Lakers, which is two offensive scores, everybody plays defense.
And a lot of bigs that lumber around.
That's why I get in a fight with my friend Chad Zumach. He's like the Golden State Warriors are Golden State Warriors are bad for the NBA. I go, you're fucking crazy. They're the best thing, and I'll tell you why. Cause now you have to have everybody has to score.
Yeah.
That fucking 7-foot dude who can only jump and block shots is irrelevant.
That's why I think, and this is get ready for a hot take.
Okay, dude. Hot takes.
I think today's NBA is every bit as good, if not better, than the Jordan Bird Magic era.
Yeah,
Scottie Pippen said they would sweep him in four. It was like, dude, your team didn't sweep Seattle in four.
Yeah, and that drives me crazy hearing the guys from the 96 Bulls talk shit on the Warriors. Like, just fucking, it makes you look bad to trash these guys.
Because you sound like, oh, God, get off my lawn.
Yeah, exactly.
But you get that with all the 72.
Jordan was rooting against the Tar Heels. We're like, no, my team is the team that's the best Tar Heel team.
You get that with all the 72 Dolphins, though. They sure as shit, anytime anybody loses a game, there they are popping champagne again.
I don't mind if I'm Pippen going, I hope they don't break my record. I'm going to hold that record forever. That's okay. But to say we're better than them.
What do they expect, though?
Well, that's fine to say you'd beat them, but to say they're pussies, they wouldn't last. There's always small guys. I mean, Isaiah Thomas was a small guy.
Yeah.
You're crazy. Listen, real quick. It's so funny how everyone's like, oh, dude, they should rest the Golden State Warriors. You know, would you ever say that to Kobe Bryant's Lakers team or fucking Michael Jordan? Because
I hate that talk.
Because Curry walks around with a smile on his face. Nobody takes him serious like Michael Jordan, stink face, angry guy to everybody. No one would tell you to rest those guys. Nobody would tell you that.
Dude, it's completely stupid. It's a two-hour basketball
game.
They
would do great against Michael Jordan's team, because I don't know if you watch Allen Iverson take on Michael Jordan. He breaks his ankles.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan was a 6'6", 6'7" guy. He can't, dude, Steph Curry is a fucking speedy demon, dude. He would get by everybody, and he would just lay up I keep telling somebody
Jordan
to hit
him. Would D him up, though.
But, dude,
you know what?
Watch old games. Watch that Sharif Abdul-Rahim guy that they said was in Denver.
Abdul-Rauf.
Who Phil Jackson was like, he reminds me a lot. They have a game in that 72.
I saw that video. Did
you see that?
It was going around
the internet.
That
guy lit Jordan up.
Yeah.
Because they were running picks, and they were picking Jordan, and he would just step one step away and hit a shot. What do you think Steph Curry's going to do?
Yeah.
All fucking day.
So you think Golden State beats the Bulls?
I'm not saying that.
I'm just saying, what do you think?
It's a lot more closer than these old guys want to think, dude.
Well, I mean, just don't think it looks good for them
to
be blasting Golden State all the time.
Listen, dude, it's impossible to vote against Jordan because you got to remember who's their point guard. It's not BJ. I was having an argument with
John Paxson.
No,
but you also have to
Ron
keep
Harper.
In mind, Jordan was in
Ron Harper
on that team.
That 72 team.
Okay,
Ron Harper is the point guard.
Ooh,
and he's like tall as fuck.
I love Ron Harper.
Yeah.
I love Ron Harper with the Clippers.
Can he stay with Steph Curry? Steph Curry is a lightning in a bottle, dude.
Anyone that says that that Bulls team wasn't a super team is out of their fucking mind.
Dude, Horace Grant, Dennis people, Rodman.
No, because, you know, everyone shit on LeBron.
They invented small ball.
Yeah.
If you really... No, you know who invented small ball? They were talking
midgets.
About...
Midgets.
Yes. Villanova. If you think about it, Ed Pinckney was 6'7", playing center against Patrick Ewing, and he could shoot the three. He would draw Patrick Ewing out front. That was the invention of small ball, dude.
What about Magic playing center?
Yeah, that was it, too. Yeah,
when Magic. Kareem was hurt.
When Magic played center, that's a great point, dude.
What's that, Ari?
I got a lot of blood in my shit.
Okay.
Let's see if we can see that.
No, the video thing's not working. I have to update this.
Right. Update it because, God, I'd really love to see you taking a shit right now.
Is it because you're strained or is it something that you ate that maybe upset you?
No, it's because his asshole looks like someone put a firecracker in a cheeseburger.
Yeah. I mean, it's just... It's, by the way...
It's just flour
can
meat.
Can we agree the name of this episode is Firecracker and a Cheeseburger?
Okay, sure.
Can we agree on that?
Okay, sure.
Hey, you guys should have a bag of meds. Only if it's in YouTube, but Loser has stared into my asshole for 60 straight seconds. No blinking.
But you have to have one eye closed like you're looking into a fucking telescope.
But what if you lose?
Yeah.
Whose asshole do you guys stare at?
That's one I can't get. I'd like to say I'll stare into your assholes, but it's not the same punishment.
So it's like Loser has to stare into Ari's ass?
How about Loser has to stare into Boone's asshole?
Ugh. Can you imagine what that looks like? Ugh.
No. That is clean as fuck.
You know what? I don't think Boone has ever taken a shit.
I don't know.
It just disappears?
Yeah, just. I don't think I've never seen him eat anything.
Oh, I have.
How long do the playoffs start? 2 weeks? It's only like 7 games, right?
Yeah, it's six or seven games, depending on the team.
Yeah, everyone's got about a week and a half left.
I don't think it's as easy as everybody thinks it is.
Is tonight the last Kobe against Clippers?
No, actually, they
have two left.
Back.
Oh, really?
I don't know who's the home game tonight.
Okay.
Also, can you read
tonight?
Yeah.
Clippers-Lakers.
Clipper-Lakers.
Yeah, one of them will be home.
I have a question for you guys. Who's a worse GM? Doc Rivers or LeBron James?
Doc Rivers.
I go Doc Rivers. Because the problem with Doc Rivers is GM Doc Rivers gets no respect from Coach Doc Rivers. And GM Doc Rivers does all these signings, and then Coach Doc Rivers doesn't use anybody correctly. He goes into a game. First of all, Coach Doc Rivers fucks GM Doc Rivers by not pushing anybody in a training camp. So when every year, for 4 years in a row, the Clippers stumble out of the gate to the point that they're already the best they can do is a 4 seed. They always stumble out of the gate. Instead of working these guys to get it fucking going and doing well, they could have had the 3 seed easy. And then that is a... I know you think I'm crazy.
No, I don't.
We would beat San Antonio in the second round.
Personnel-wise, the Clippers have it.
Okay. So Clippers are home.
Oh, yeah. Clippers are home tonight. So tonight is Kobe Bryant's last.
Also, do you still have that page up that you just had up with the point?
Of you with black
It's like 110. It's like negative 110. Yeah. And it's like 26 points or something for the Syracuse.
Yeah, that's so weird that it's negative 110. Because that does not... Scene.
It's not minus 110.
Yeah, it is.
I'm looking right at it.
Look.
No, it's not. Look. It can't be a 26 point favorite in minus 110.
Look.
I can't see when you're shaking it like that.
Okay.
You shake too. You guys have drug problems.
25.5.
Can you see it?
No, there's an angle on it.
Oh my god.
I mean, it's too far away.
Much validation with his eyeballs, it's ridiculous.
So funny, so true.
Can you see it, Ari?
Since they're both minus 110. Those aren't the right lines, you idiots.
Ari, I gotta be honest with you, you're dead to me.
Ari, you're not dead to me, man. I got none but love for you. Tell me more about this shit you're taking.
Well, it's pretty much done now.
What's that?
Hello? It's done now.
Mm, good.
Yeah. I'm gonna flush it. Oh, I might have forgotten to flush it.
How do you forget?
If you're on the phone, you don't flush the toilet.
Okay. It's minus 110 if you take that 25-point spread.
Oh.
They're minus 7,000.
Don't you? What?
Yeah.
Don't you love gay snarky Ari?
That's like, the only so Ari I know.
God.
Plus 3,000.
Did I do everything myself?
What is that guy? Who is that gay panther in the cartoons?
Snagglepuss.
Snagglepuss. That's new. Ari's now Snagglepuss.
Can't even take a shit even. Snagglepuss. I have to do everything myself.
That is so funny, dude. Let's get into this real quick, Sandy. In the East, who gets the 8th seed?
The Pistons.
Detroit basketball.
Yeah.
They give fucking LeBron James trouble.
I'm
telling you, LeBron James's path to the finals is littered with guys who've given his team. If they get them in the first round, you guys did really good against them this year.
Mm-hmm.
Second round, they got Miami. He's 0-8 against Miami mm-hmm. since he's left.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they know. I mean,
they didn't play in the playoffs.
They
last
know
year.
Him.
No, they.
They know his game.
They
know his weaknesses.
Since last year, they played him 4 times last year, 4 times this year.
But I'm saying they didn't run into them in the playoffs.
No,
playoff
they didn't
run.
Make
so
the playoffs.
He hasn't
Miami
beat them
last year.
That's right. Oh wow.
Miami knows that if they just make fun of his hairline, that he's going to have a bad game.
I love the vanishing, reappearing hairline of LeBron James. One day he looks like fucking Fred Sanford. The next day he looks like Denzel Washington.
It's unbelievable to be a genetic super freak like that. And just
and have that one
at
thing.
At 30, you're going
no,
bald.
You know what's insane?
I mean, Ari's
not
done
the genetic
that,
super freak.
Being,
to be a millionaire and not just go get hair treatment.
He can't.
He can't.
Why not?
Dude, ask Rogan. Rogan's got the same thing, too. You see Rogan's back of his head. He's got that scar from getting like it's like some things you just can't fight, man.
Jeremy all the Piven did it.
All the money in the world. All the
dude. If you watch PCU, Jeremy Piven is more bald than he was in Entourage.
PCU, yeah, absolutely.
12 years later.
That's funny. I was just on not too long ago, and I was like, I
even if you
about
watch the
movie.
First season of Entourage, he's more bald than he is in the third season.
Yeah. Well, what about Jason Alexander, who like one day showed up? And he had artificial turf on his head. He went from completely bald to fucking having the 17th fucking hole at Augusta on his fucking head.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think it's impossible. I think you just have to find the right doctor.
Ah, yeah.
I mean,
Doctor Feelgood.
But it's going to be a rough road, dude. I don't think Toronto gives him trouble, but I think the first two rounds.
Here's the thing. If the Pistons somehow end up the 7th seed, Then the Cavs have to play the Pacers in the first round.
Wait, and Pacers are good.
The Pacers are good, man. Yeah, like, I don't know how. The
I think
East is really
see
good.
The Pacers and see you guys because they have no answer for Anthony Drummond. They have no answer.
Yeah, I mean, Drummond though, the answer to Drummond is just fouling, is doing the hack of Drummond because
by the
he
way.
He is. It is horrifying how bad he is. 35%.
You're talking to.
Free throw
DeAndre
shooter.
Jordan
he's
fans.
20% less of a three free throw shooter than DeAndre Jordan.
Oh my god,
he's 20% worse.
Which is how's that possible?
Exactly.
I mean,
well,
20. So what is
well,
he shooting? 18% from the free throw line.
That's my whole theory on why Golden State is so good for the NBA. You're not going to be able to play in the
right,
NBA
I agree.
Unless you can shoot.
And all this stuff about changing the rules to be able to not do.
The NBA
what are you talking about?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? They should have to raise their level of play instead of dumbing it down.
What about moving the three-point line back?
Well, that's what they did with Kareem, where they just made offensive goaltending a thing. And they made dunking, your hand is over the cylinder.
But
while
that was NCAA, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it was NCAA.
And that was racist.
What about this talk about moving?
No one dunked that much.
These goddamn Negroes keep just putting the ball right in the hole.
Right.
And our fine young white gentleman can't do anything to stop it.
Dude, my
probably fucking white women.
My college roommate's grandmother was from Southern Indiana, which is very racist. Southern Indiana is very racist.
I went to college in Indiana, and at orientation, they first told us that this was the birthplace of the KKK,
yes.
But not to worry. And then they asked the whole room of like 250 incoming college freshmen if anyone had ever seen a Jewish person before, and I was one of three people to raise their hand.
Hilarious.
Well, dude,
I was.
You know
I
Amy Stone. Hold on. Do you know Amy Stone? Then you get Amy Stone. Do you ever meet her? She's a very funny comic.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't think Jews were real. She thought they were like hobbits from like the Bible.
Yeah.
When she moved out to LA, she's like, I didn't think they were real.
Dude, when I was in college, I worked with a guy, same age as me, that was from Southern Indiana, and he goes, "Man, I never saw a real live black person until I wrestled one in high school." First of all, he didn't wrestle him; he wrestled him.
Who's this guy, Theo Von?
Pretty much, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, man, I saw this Asian woman eat this big ass piece of cake. Like, what are you talking
about? By the way, your Theo Von is great.
Yeah, my Theo's getting pretty good. Yeah, yeah.
That was really good.
Appreciate that. Thank you
very much. I was impressed.
Man, this girl's too needy, man.
That's right on, dude.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, buddy.
I was talking to Theo, and he was telling me, man,
what was it like?
A little upset. Me and my girl, man, broke up, man. I don't know if I did the right thing or I'm not doing the right thing. And I go, well, I'm sorry you guys broke up. Yeah, man, it's probably for the best, though. I think I need help. And I go, well, what does she do? Like, is she a comic? What does she do? I don't know what she does for work, man. She talks too fast. Like, you don't even know what your girlfriend did for a job? Yeah, man, she talked too fast. I'm like, well, maybe that's why it didn't work out, bro. You don't even listen to her when she talks? Hey, she just...
But, oh, was that the Theo Von that Fight Nanny decided to go see instead of going to see me crush in the main room?
He got so mad at me. He's like, you should go ask him if he needs someone on Allegedly because we don't need you anymore.
Yeah.
I don't even really have my own podcast.
I almost tried to fuck her mom just to get back at her.
Hey, whatever. That wouldn't upset me.
Yeah. Why you watch?
God, what the fuck was I talking about? I was going to say something about the KKK. Southern Indiana. Yeah, what was it, though? What were we talking about?
That your mom...
Oh. Bird,
Larry,
do you think he is underrated as look at everything he has done? Head coach of the year.
Head sex.
Head coach of the year, GM of the year.
Yes.
Finals MVP,
yes.
Regular season MVP.
Yes.
This guy.
But have you ever seen that driveway he laid down on his mom's house?
No.
It's the still perfect to this driveway. Day.
Perfect. Really?
No,
oh, yeah.
But that's how he ruined his career.
Dude, from. Yeah, it is how he ruined his career. From pretty much. The time he touched a basketball, all the way till now, he has not only succeeded, superseded any expectation from player all the way to GM of the year. And it's like all we talk about is all these other people who are not good at it.
He is the
Why
second
don't people
most
talk about
influential person in basketball? Second
over. Okay. Jordan. You're talking about Jordan being the
Jordan
most.
Is the best basketball player.
No,
he's
I think
most
Magic
influence.
Is the most.
No.
Oh, no. Cliff Robinson.
No. Maybe it's between Cliff Robinson and, make no doubts about it, the most influential.
Don't you dare say the K word.
Being. But, no.
That's saying, make no doubts about it. But go
Jerry
ahead.
West?
Yes. 100. If you look at him, he's part of every single influential
the
team.
NBA
with the exception
is Jerry West.
Of the Miami Heat. He has his fingerprints on every dominant team from every dominant from every decade since the 60s. The Lakers. He made the Memphis Grizzlies, who were good for a little while. He put that team together.
That is true.
Yeah, he did. The Pau Gasol, Jason Williams team. That
no,
led
no, no, no. I'm
the,
talking about the Zach Randolph, Marc Gasol. He made that
he
trade.
He started with them then, and then he traded. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he traded Paul Gasol for Marc Gasol, knew he was great, fucking took him from the Lakers and created this team that was pretty dominant for 8 years. Yeah. And now he's part of this team that's, dude.
Dude, they're still going to be good. They're still going to beat the Clippers in the first round. I mean, they're a good team.
Let me just.
You hanging up on
dude,
me?
Do you want to make a bet on that?
No, but they are a good team. But I will tell you what, they're going to be the ones standing in the way of Golden State winning that record.
Who?
Memphis, because the Spurs are going to split these next two games.
Ari, the second.
That's to give them 9 losses. And tonight they have an easy win. But then they have 2 games left against Memphis, home and away. And they're going to lose one of those games and get 10 losses.
I'm telling you, dude, Memphis is going to shut it down. They're not going to try. They're going to rest their guys.
Dude, Memphis is like 1-9 in their last 10.
Yeah, they're not going to do shit. And the Warriors,
I'm not worried about Memphis.
Dude, we're gonna.
But Tony Allen's been playing out of
the
his
problem
mind.
Is we need Memphis to win. I mean, I'm not afraid of Portland either. I'll fuck Portland up.
Fuck Portland.
Portland Trailblazers get fucked up. By the way, there was a good article on Deadspin about how we should all love and respect the old Jailblazers.
Oh, I do. I love them.
Dude, Rasheed Wallace is the future. Like, what he was doing back then,
this
fucking 5'4 stretch four that could shoot, he became what the NBA is
if
now.
He was in the NBA now, he could be the player that he was that didn't want to try that hard and still be the best.
Yes.
He was the beta version of what Boogie Cousins is now.
I would take him over Boogie Cousins.
Yeah. Because actually his teammates liked him, and he came to play. He just hated the refs, and he just hated the media.
And hates white people.
And
he's probably
and
fucked
hated
the hated Isn't that interesting? You can hate white people, but fuck white women. Isn't that the weirdest thing?
No, that's pretty much what I've done my whole life.
I respect that. I respect the fuck
hate
out
white
of
people,
that.
But I'm still spraying down these white twats.
I would like Eddie Griffin at the Comedy Store would go get his dick sucked by white chicks in the main room, green room, and then go up and just do an hour of fuck white devils. Yeah. It was just
He gave me advice once. It was after I booked my first commercial. And I noticed some lady who was like,
"Okay,
hello."
I noticed some lady who was never saying hi to me, and then all of a sudden she was saying hi after I got that first commercial, and I was like, "What do you do when someone's like was mean like that, and now they were all nice?" And he goes, "You fuck them. That's what you do. You
yeah."
Fuck.
Fucking fans is the best.
My
just
favorite,
so easy.
My favorite Eddie Griffin story is when he remember he took that limousine. It was like Tuesday night. He shows up in a stretch limo on a Tuesday, and I was like, "Why the fuck is Eddie Griffin's got a fucking stretch limo on a Tuesday night?" Parked it in the lot, like right, so no one could get in and out. Doc's got to keep moving this fucking limousine in and out. So me, Duncan, Joe Rogan, Paulie, and Eddie Griffin are up in the belly room green room smoking a joint, and.
Dude, I didn't inhale, right?
Did
no, Paul, that's not right.
Dude, so,
what do you mean?
Your boy goes to Eddie Griffin. Did well, so? What's up with the stretch limo, right? And Eddie Griffin takes a hit off a joint and he goes, "Nigga got a second DUI." Straight up, like I'm not gonna take a cab. Fuck it, I'm gonna take a limousine and ruin everybody's night.
He fucking
Nigga
had
got a
two
second
movies.
DUI.
In the top 10 at one point.
Right around that window right there. That was an undercover brother.
You know where he went to shit? Is when he fucking slapped the fuck out of some producer on his TV show that put his mom in like a Best Western. And he slapped the fuck out of him. And that's when Hollywood's like, "Get the fuck out of here, dude."
Yeah. Hey, I had a good...
The Best Western?
Ari.
It's Holiday Express.
Ari. Let me ask you guys this, because somebody proposed this question to me the other night, and I was like, ooh.
Sam's looking up the answer.
That's a goddamn good question. Who's crazier? Mayhem Miller.
It was me.
Was it you? Mayhem Miller or Cat Williams?
Oh. Well, unfortunately, it's got to be.
I said, who's a bigger mess right now?
Oh, a bigger mess. Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of times, here's what I notice in Hollywood or just That's showbiz tough. In general. If you're a mess, if you're a wreck, your fame can make it so that no one notices. And when you drop off from fame a little bit, that's when people are like, oh, wait, you're a crazy person.
Right.
Like Flavor Flav. Flavor Flav wasn't doing anything different than he was back then.
Martin Lawrence was walking down the middle of the street waving a gun.
Naked.
Any of us did that, it's over.
Yeah.
It's over. That's all. Yeah, Sam Tripoli was walking around holding a gun. It's over.
Yep.
Just don't have William Morris saying, Let's
well, he's had a lot of fatigue. He's really working a lot of hours, so he's a little under. Really?
What happens is when you're famous, you have all these handlers and sponsors, and they clean everything up.
Publicists.
And they go, if you fucking run the story, we're going to pull all of our advertisements. Mm-hmm. So they don't
or
do
they'll
it.
Say, someone hacked my Twitter account. That's, that wasn't
That's
my
always
tweet.
A sports
but
that, one.
The Kurt Rambis excuse. That's the best.
Yeah. Well, if you go Michael Vick, a great example is Michael Vick, right? Michael Vick had Coca-Cola, Nike, all these people, and he was doing all this crazy shit, but they were cleaning it up. But once they realized he was never going to be the Super Bowl guy, and he moved on somewhere, then it's like, oh, okay, no handlers cleaning anything up. Like, my opinion is once Dwayne Wade and his career totally goes away, you're going to hear stories about, I've heard fucking
Wade?
Yeah, destroying hotel rooms, leaving used condoms everywhere. Just like
what?
Fucking
Hold on, that's what I do too.
You know, you slap your buddies with them.
Yeah, and it's just rude.
That's what do you mean? You go around cleaning up your condoms before you leave a hotel?
Well, you just leave them out?
Yeah, for the Mexicans, because that's what they do for coming to this country. Build a wall! Build a wall!
Build a wall of condoms. Why are you using condoms, you loser?
Dude, because it's a great... they got stucco, man. They got cocking. You
if I'm, like, hanging out with a chick and she's like, hey, we should fuck, but you have to use a condom, I'm like... just put on SportsCenter and
yeah,
just watch 100%. Me beat off.
We're raw dogging. I'm not working and sweating for nothing.
You have two choices. You either get proper dick without a condom,
yeah,
or you can watch me beat off and then you can get
the
fuck
out. I feel like young
out.
Girls now are just into the raw dog. They're just like,
yeah,
fuck it.
I told the girl I had to wear a condom and she goes, why? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm just sick of fucking worrying about it.
Because I have warts.
I didn't. Well, no. I didn't want to tell. I was dating somebody. So it's just, she was like, well, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Like, good for you.
Yay for you. Oh, how about this thing with Nick Young? Have you heard this?
We were talking about that this morning, yeah.
Yeah, and like everyone's like it's so funny. Michelle Biel on Sports
fuck her.
Nation is like, why are we calling out Nick Young for cheating on his fiance? And everyone's like, because she's fucking an NBA player. You got to know what you're getting into.
And also, it's like you're allowed to cheat on your girlfriend. This has nothing to do with it. This isn't as bad as fucking videotaping a friend.
Yeah, exactly right.
I'm not defending him. He's a fucking retard, but that was the jokes they did to each other. He just was an idiot to record that and release. I'm going to be it stupid.
So he released it? Or what did he do?
Here's what I heard. Did you guys hear this?
No,
about...
I want some inside scoop.
So our friend David Taylor, who's an avid reader of
everything
black
ever
gossip sites.
Gawker. Sorry, Gawker went down.
He told me that he read a thing that, you know, Nicki Minaj hates Iggy Azalea. And she heard that D'Angelo Russell had this video because it happened way earlier in the season. And Nicki Minaj heard about that and she fucked D'Angelo Russell so she could get that video, and he gave it to her, and she's the one that leaked it.
This is true.
Love it. I love that story.
I'm the pop culture correspondent. This is all true.
Nicki Minaj, you cold-hearted bitch.
And isn't she with Meek Mill?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So that, aren't they having a fight?
Yes.
Why do I
know this? Yes, I'm so happy you guys all
gossip.
Know so
Tell
much.
Tell us everything. Tell us everything.
No, you guys already know. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Thank
it's,
you.
It, I mean, just Instagram. You follow one.
Dude, I don't know how long
why,
Nick Young's going to last.
Why are we still?
I mean,
oh, there. He, I think
D'Angelo Russell's going to last in L.A.
I think
he's
going
to have
gone.
A statue in China in 2020.
You keep hearing they're going to try to move Swaggy.
Yeah, they will.
They've been trying to move Swaggy.
I would
for
like
Wag.
I'd like Swaggy.
I take him.
That guy.
Did you hear this? Did you guys talk
him.
About this when he came in the day before the trade deadline? He's like, "Woo!" Didn't get traded, and they're like, "It's not over till tomorrow."
Yeah. Oh yeah. I forgot to move my watch back.
I would love it.
More
Nick Young
to be revealed
like
later.
Dean Del Rey.
What's that?
I'd love if Nick Young sound like Dean Del Rey.
Wouldn't that be great?
Can I hear a conversation of Theo Vaughn being the news reporter informing Nick Young as Dean Del Rey that the trade deadline is another day away?
Hey, I'm just glad I didn't get traded. Hey, man, I don't know how to break it to you. You might find out on your own attrition. You might find out on your own, but trade deadline is tomorrow, man. That shit ain't come and gone yet. You got a whole nother day, brother. I got a whole nother what? Well, more will be revealed tomorrow. Hey, dog, I wish I could be here, but I'm going to be in Kalamazoo, Michigan tomorrow. Me and Miss Sarah Tiana are going to go down there, probably get ourselves some cheeseburgers. Hope they don't look like a fire, like Ari's asshole, like put a firecracker in a cheeseburger, just floured out some meat. American cheese and meat and just butthole.
Okay, I just want to get into one thing in terms of the NBA. Thon Maker. Have you heard of Thon Maker?
Yeah.
Sandy?
Yeah.
He is this Sudanese guy who went to, like, left the Sudan, North Sudan, went to Australia, went to
Europe.
Canada,
oh, Canada,
went to
yeah.
high school, said, fuck that noise, went back to Canada and just started working out.
He's like 7'1". Yeah.
He's 7, he looks.
He's 7'1", but he plays like he's 6'2".
Yeah.
He's basically Kevin Garnett.
Right.
Butt fucked KD and had a baby. That's how his game is, dude. He's that fucking good. So he waits a year. He doesn't even go to college. He's declared himself to the draft for the NBA draft, and they're figuring out the league. But I think he's going to be able to do it. They have him falling to the Phoenix Suns one pick after us.
After us?
After us. And he can play scoring for. We got to take him, dude.
Oh, I would love that.
Dude, I'm going to start.
Last time we had a project, though. Remember who it was? Same thing. Sean Livingston.
Dude, I don't give a fuck. That kid is next level. And he's a scorer.
You know, that
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, Oloa Candy.
Oloa Candy as well. Yeah.
Dude.
But, you know, we can. It's a luxury.
Let him
that we
sit,
could do
man.
Now. Sure, of course.
Sit.
Sure.
I would give up three draft picks just to move up to grab that guy.
Now, Ari, I know you have to leave in like 7 minutes or something.
Yeah.
Before you take off, have
NFL
you?
NFL or UFC? What do you want to talk about?
No, I'll say we get into a little baseball with Ari before he has to jam.
I like it.
And then we can go UFC. There's not really much going on in the NFL.
I like it.
Ari, did you watch Yankees opening weekend? Opening game
today. It's happening right now. They're losing the Astros. Hideki Matsui threw out the first pitch, and I wish he could have been the first hitter because they don't have anything on offense.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be a rough season, dude. How?
Because Boston's way improved, and the Toronto Blue Jays are still great. I think the Yankees might come in last in that division,
dude.
Finally,
how great? How do you feel if you're a San Diego Padre right now? Like you are one game in the season, and it is already over. You are.
Why?
Dude, they lost by 15 on opening day. They were already projected to be one of the four worst teams in Major League Baseball. And you, any hope you have of like, nah, fuck them. They're the critics.
So
we're the players. You know, and you're fucking 0 and you lose by 15.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a great number to lose by.
Luckily, there's still 2,000 more games in the MLB season.
No shit.
I wish they would cut 40 games out of that season.
Yeah,
dude.
Everybody does.
And they just extend the baseball. Extend the playoffs. More playoffs.
I don't understand why every sport isn't like
baseball,
this. The playoffs in
baseball's about the experience of going out to a ballpark and just enjoying yourself. The games itself don't matter until the very, very end of the season.
Right, but why not take 2 extra weeks of playoffs for every sport? Just make the playoff.
I'm all about that for the NFL.
Oh, well, here's why. Well, Money-wise, here's why. Because not all the teams are in the playoffs. During the regular season, all the teams play. During the playoffs, a small percentage of the teams
play.
Well,
you should expand the teams.
That'll give every team motivation to not be mediocre or bad.
They are talking about this on Colin Cowherd. The reason you do that, you put more teams into the playoffs because then if you have more teams in the playoffs, more teams are invested in playing longer.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that definitely helps with the extra wild card in baseball where you get, like, a chance, which means, like, you know, 2 weeks out before the end of the season, there's still, like, a bunch of teams at each side who have a chance.
Expand it.
If you expand, you run the risk of having teams
expand.
Below 500.
Too much expansion. Teams suck.
In baseball?
Yeah, but sometimes the teams below 500, they had a shitty start, and then they got hot, but they were just too far behind to catch up.
Yeah, but
it makes it interesting. That way,
if you're too far to catch up 162 games, it's like you were pretty fucking bad.
I think the NBA and I think the NHL of all of the major sports have the playoffs tinkered.
I think that the NBA needs to tinker with it because it's a broken. Yeah, it's terrible.
Why? What's wrong with it?
I think that especially now that the East has sort of caught up and hopefully it remains that way, you have teams that are like 6 through 11 that you'd want to see in the playoffs. Why not make it like everything below 6? Like 6 to 10, it's like a tournament to see who gets those last two or those last three spots.
I like that.
You know, there's like a wild card.
I hear what you're saying. It's kind of like in football where two teams get a bye. You do that with two teams in basketball get a bye, and the other two teams fight it out to see when the playoffs start.
What do you think about the notion of letting the seeds 7 and 8 in the playoffs enter the lottery too.
I like that as well.
Because they're not going to get any better.
Right.
So you let them maybe get one more big good piece, and now they can shoot up.
I like
that.
Here's
what I think about high school kids, right?
Oh, I got something I think about them too. Are you going to say what I think you're going
to
say?
No.
Dude, I used to think the same thing. It's what?
Babies.
Illegal now.
It's always been illegal, Polly.
Ari, do you got to go? Ari, do you got to go?
Okay. I think they should have a third round of just lottery teams that can draft high school players, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you have a playoff for the fucking for the between the bottom three teams to see who gets the first pick?
Oh, I like that.
I love that.
Have them play to see who gets it?
Yeah, and now they have to win. They
yeah.
have to win now.
Have a play have a tournament
of
to decide
lottery order.
Yes.
So yeah. if you don't make the playoffs, so it's almost like an NIT.
Yeah.
If you don't make the NCAA tournament,
that's the best idea I've ever heard.
A tournament for the lottery teams, and then that'll be the draft order.
Yep.
I love that. Love that.
I think you should fucking do that, dude.
I like that idea. That's a great idea.
Tell Bill Simmons in Graceland.
You got that from somebody else?
Not Graceland. No, I'm saying. Grantland. So let's get the word out.
Why don't we put it on our own fucking website?
I don't have the pull.
Ari, and you're the only one with pull in here. Ari,
yeah.
Are you going to any games anytime soon?
What, baseball games?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, as soon as it gets warm, it's still about fucking 3 weeks of fucking winter here. So
it was snowing.
I'll do a Yankee game and a Mets game.
You're the homo. It's like I gotta go to New York so I can get stage time, but you could be out here basking in the glow, jerking off in the studio.
Instead of jerking off in the snow.
Yeah. Go get that fucking fat Jew woman ass in fucking New York when you could be banging Mexicans out here.
I hear what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely came back 3 weeks too early. This is a horrible mistake. I mean, it's gloves weather.
Yuck.
So let's get into, can we get into some UFC?
Daniel Cormier and John Jones going at it on Twitter, as always.
Pull that up?
Yeah,
I mean, dude, but also, yet again, what do we all agree or disagree that this is, well, it's just going to be the way it goes. You got the belt, you have to pull out of a fight, you lose the belt. That seems to be what we're doing
you're
here.
You gotta pull out of a fight.
What's that?
You're allowed to pull out of one fight. It's not that. If you go to another conference, I mean, weight class or something, and if you refuse to fight over and over again.
Dude, Cormier.
How did you pull out of one fight?
Daniel Cormier got stripped of his belt, and John Jones in this fight is for the interim title.
He's not stripped of it.
This is for the interim title.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he's still the champion. They do it. What's going on
here?
So
there'll be two champs.
Well, they shouldn't do it with this thing, because this is Cormier's first fucking.
Yes.
Injury. They shouldn't be doing for an interim.
And he's
title.
defended this belt and won.
Yeah.
It's not like he hasn't fought.
I think it's stupid.
Hold on. He defended it and won, or he just took it?
He took it and defended it and won.
Yeah.
Who defended against?
Daniel Cormier?
Yeah.
He beat Alexander Gustafsson and Anthony Johnson.
Yeah, he beat Anthony Johnson the win.
He beat Rumble Johnson to win the title, and then he beat Gustafsson after that.
Gustafsson.
Oh, okay, so yeah, he's defended. It's his title. He shouldn't be stripped because he has to pull out of one fight.
That's
my
point.
He shouldn't be.
But
it's
that's
stupid.
What's happening.
But that's Dana White now. It's like, we got to give John Jones a belt. We got to give
is
him,
that
we gotta
what
give
it
him
is,
a belt.
Sam?
Well, that's
that's
part
what
of it
because
John Jones really should still have the belt. I mean, really, he still should have the belt.
Hey,
this should, what Cormier has should be called the interim belt.
I agree with that.
Not if he defended it.
But they didn't know how long he might. Dude, a baby died.
He got to come back.
So they didn't know if he's going to ever fight again. That's when you pull a belt.
I
like
agree
he might
you.
Not fight again. We got to have a champion.
So here's what I'm asking: does if John Jones wins this fight with ease, which he should, does this set up Cormier John Jones at 200?
Yes, but yes. Daniel says he's not fighting till August or September. But I don't know if he's just saying that.
Well, he said four. It said 4 to 6 weeks in his initial injury.
No.
But then he wants
to start training.
He wants
okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
He wants what?
The 3 month training camp after that.
A lot of times it's 4 to 6 weeks before you can even like.
You don't think Dana White's gonna be like?
I hear
you. You're fucking fighting at 200.
Yeah, I do.
If you're healthy, you're fighting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. He wants to take that fight. For sure, Cormier is not looking to pull out of this fight. There's
dude, that's going to be big money for everybody.
My favorite Daniel Cormier tweet was, "Coward is running away from the scene of a crime without checking on the person you hurt. Coward is refusing to fight Gustafsson. Coward is UFC 151.
So can we read the, do they have them in order? I'd like to hear.
Well, I'm on his. You want
Pauly
them to
Shore
do it?
And Theo Vaughn.
Okay.
No, start there because it goes up.
Hold on. Okay, hold on. Where's the line? This is only Daniel Cormier.
Yeah, but he starts quoting him up here.
Oh, so, oh yeah, just touch the top one.
Ari, where do you have to go?
I gotta go to some Barstool Sports.
Well, John Jones didn't just at him.
Barstool Sports Podcast?
Yeah. I can't find it.
You should plug.
Don't touch my phone.
You should plug Punch Drunk.
I will.
What are you going on?
Barstool Sports.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know them?
Yeah, I used to go on their website all the time.
Oh, cool. Okay, well, I'll plug.
Hell yeah, you will.
All right, get out of here, dude. We got to talk about other stuff, like about you.
Well, guys, it's great to be back. I just looked at when I unpacked, and there's a ton of belts in here, so I can get through them maybe one a week.
Nice.
I can show you guys what Fultron left all these belts.
Can't wait to see.
Perfect. All right, dude, we'll see you later. Bye.
All right, bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ari Shaffir. What are we doing here?
What voices do you want them to do?
I'd like to see Pauly Shore and Theo Von.
Okay, so who's Daniel and who's John?
Pick it. You guys pick it.
Okay. All right. Here you go.
Can you pronounce the name of the new opponent for us, Sam?
Who?
Who's here? Who is John Jones fighting?
OSP.
But his real name.
OSP.
Good job, Sammy. So what are we doing? He'll do Daniel Cormier as Pauly Shore.
Yeah.
And I'll do John Jones as Theo Von, man.
Yes. Hold on. Somebody's been calling in. Hello, you're on with Punch Drunk.
It's the Danish from the Danish at O'Neill.
Hey!
Welcome to the show. Sorry, it's been weird. I'm sorry we didn't see you called earlier.
I heard you guys talking about candy earlier. I'm in my car, but a girl from my high school was banging him for a while when he was on the Celtics.
The Candy Man?
The Candyman. She was taking that first round draft pick D.
Wow. What was she? Did she say you just had a monster donger?
This guy, I'm from a very white, a fairly affluent place, but she, after high school, started hanging out with all black people in Boston, and then out of nowhere, she just starts dating the 7-foot Bahamian, the Candyman, and he started flying her around to all different NBA cities to bang her. And then I think she was trying to lock him down. He was like, no, this is just, I'm just flying you around.
You're just ass.
Yeah, like, I'm flying you in to fuck you, but, you know.
Why do white women just feel the need to just hang out with just all black people at some point? They go through that.
I haven't gone through it yet. I'll let you know if I get
there. What phases have you been through? Have you been through your lesbian phase?
Yeah, that's college for everyone.
Lesbian phase? Rocker phase?
I mean, I kind of only date assholes. I feel like that's just what I'm attracted to.
No
and
black guy
I
face?
I pretty much only date Mexicans, usually.
Mexicans?
Yeah.
White trash, we know that for sure.
No, that was a weird fluke. He's like the only white guy I ever dated.
Okay.
Yeah.
And not black guys, though?
No, never a black guy.
Have you obviously get hit on by black guys constantly.
Yeah.
And what do you tell them?
I do.
My pussy's racist?
No.
My pussy doesn't believe in equality?
I only let Mexicans in there. What do you mean it's racist?
I can't believe you're not pregnant. That's crazy. Jeff, did she say...
What's the darkest she would go?
Salvadorian?
I had sex with Blake Griffin because he looks white.
Oh.
I sound so racist.
Yeah, you do. We just lost our black listener. Or they want her more.
What?
Do you think black guys hearing this are angry or they want her more?
More.
I mean, really, it's just...
Because isn't that every interracial porn? No, I hate black guys. You love this dick. Oh, I got it.
Jason, what black UFC guys do I have a crush on?
Let's find out.
Oh, I would have sex with Anthony Johnson. Remember, you got really mad at me about that.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Dude, it's impossible to watch sports with chicks. Because they're all like, oh, he's so hot. Oh, my God, he's
so
built.
I met him and he smelled really good.
That's why it's so hard for me to watch WNBA games.
Right. Have you ever heard of netball? Have you heard of netball? It's in Australia.
Uh-uh.
Netball is basically where they got rid of all the angry lesbians in basketball, and they just let the hot cheerleaders play. And it's basketball, hot chick basketball in Australia.
Even the ugly people in Australia are attractive.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's good.
I got a hot take for you. Pretty much everywhere else in the world is far more advanced than America.
No shit.
No way.
No,
play women's basketball in college?
In what sense?
Ari did play women's basketball in college.
Well, you know, why doesn't America have something like that?
What?
Netball.
Netball?
Yeah. It's insane. That's like seems so distinctly American. And yet Australia co-opted it.
Yeah, I don't know why that we don't have a netball. I just think that hot chicks are like, I don't want to play basketball.
Yeah, I'll fuck a basketball player.
Who's that hot Russian MMA fighter in...
Oh, she's so pretty.
Have you seen this girl? I don't think she can fight, though, but she is so fucking hot.
Well, I gotta see her. I don't care if she can fight. If she's attractive, I need to see her.
Jason has my phone. Yeah. Are you guys going to do that still? Or can I have it?
You can have it.
You're not going to do
hey,
it.
Hey, dude, Jeff, you killed at my fucking show.
Thanks for having us. By the way, I have a special guest in the car with me right now.
Oh, who's this?
Who's there? Who's there?
You guys haven't ever promoted my show one time.
Whoa, Dice Man. What? How
I
is...
got a new show on Showtime, Swaggy T.
So tell us about the show. You're banging Natasha, which seems like realistic.
Yeah, sorry about that, Ari, but I did it to rub it in your face.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. I'm so happy you did that.
Yeah, no.
Is Ari on the Skype thing?
No, he's gone. He's gone.
He's gone.
Well, Ari, if you listen to this in playback, I'm bald, babe, and your ex-girlfriend. That's what you get when you rifle through my fucking affairs.
Fucking 100%, dude.
So, Dice, you went on a 12 to 15 year mock-up of revenge on Ari, and this has been your plan. So you're like, I'm going to sell a show, and I'm going to bang Ari's ex-girlfriend on that show.
Yeah.
I let my career dip a little bit. You know, I did this all on purpose. It was a grand design. Then I get the show, and I know it's all to get revenge on this Woody Allen-looking motherfucker.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. And I think you got... Now, word is on the show, Natasha, her character, her kind of defect, is she only loves anal. Is that true?
It is true, and if I turned her on to it, no offense to Moshe Kasha, he's a nice lady, but I gotta do what I gotta do.
You really do, dude. You really do gotta do what you
now,
gotta
do. Now, if I know my Andrew Dice Clay, which I do, and I'm a big fan of yours, wherever there's Dice, there's Wheels. Is Wheels in the car with you?
Yeah, unfortunately, he's in the back seat. Do you want to talk to him?
Yeah, well,
we'll
say hi to your best friend, Wheels.
I have a new show on Showtime.
Wheels,
Dice happens to be in it.
No, I think Dice has a new show on Showtime, Wheels. I don't think you do.
Yeah, Wheels, listen to the guy. We're on the tube, so I can chime in.
Dude, Dice.
I can talk to the Wheels. So,
Dice, you know who's here? Pauly Shore's in studio with us.
Pauly, you banned me from the store that time, and I'm never going to get over it.
Dude, I did it because what? So you'd be stronger. And look at you, you've got a fucking...
In there. You said the kids are minors? You were in there when you were a minor. Who are you to tell me what to do?
Dude, it's my mom's club, bro. She makes the rules. Sorry.
You know who's a big fan of yours, Dice? Joining us also in studio is Theo Vaughn.
Hey, man, you're a very influential person on me when I was coming up.
Yeah, I remember you. You're from the Road Rules. Okay.
Yeah, I was on MTV show a little bit.
Yeah, what were you doing? You driving around in the RV or something? Or were you guys doing crazy stunts?
Yeah,
it
man.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah, to climb ropes and shit.
Who's the better comedian from the Road Rules? You or Christina Tavitsky?
I mean, I love her, but I'm a bit impartial to myself.
Yeah, you gotta do that. Have you ever considered wearing a jacket that says Theo Vaughn, Road Rules, and rhinestones on the back?
Maybe some fingerless gloves.
Hey. It'd be unbelievable.
Dude, hey, if that's Pauly, what I gotta do
I
to
get... I wanna fight you, Pauly, pay-per-view.
Dude, let's do it, bros. Dude, I can make
a
doc
have
about...
Yeah, you Showtime show. You got nothing, Pauly. You try to do these documentaries like a real fucking loser.
Dude, I was gonna say we should make a documentary about the fight, bros.
So retarded.
Yeah, okay. Maybe I dated your mother and your sister, so we're kind of related, so I guess I should put the beef aside.
Keeping it in the what? The family.
Dice, did you bang Mitzi?
Yeah, okay. Maybe I did.
And
yeah,
Sandy?
Andrew, he's got charisma and sex appeal, you know.
Wow, that's breaking news. Dice Clay banging Mitzi Shore.
Dude, he
back
showed
in the
up
day.
At my Thanksgiving dinner after breaking up with Sandy, and he was already banging my mom.
Wow. Whoa.
And he's like, Sandy Shore, such a whore. Pass the cranberry sauce.
Oh! Dice, did you bang Mitzi and Sandy?
Sometimes you gotta do the mother-daughter thing. You've never done it, Swaggy T?
If anybody has, It's Sam.
I haven't. It's on my fucking list.
Oh, you were. That's why you were talking.
Yes.
In the studio
yes.
at the comedy show with your mother. You had it on a quarter, and you fucked it up.
Yeah, Sam.
I know. I fucked up. I fucked up. Dice, I fucked up.
Yeah, I actually went grandmother, daughter, and then daughter of the mother.
So stupid.
Three generations. Grandmother, daughter, granddaughter. Yeah.
Good old classic.
And they actually were all part of the presidential family.
Whoa.
Which presidential family?
I can't say. Let's just say we'll keep it at that.
So you banged
Will. What the fuck are you talking about, Will? What'd you fuck up, Dago?
I love when Wheel says something stupid and then Dice gets mad at it for saying it.
How can you not? I gotta put up with this 24/7. We're best friends. We got the best friend necklaces. Oh. This guy's retarded.
Why are you still best friends with Wheels if he drives you crazy?
You know, it's we're like the odd couple. We're Bert and Ernie, you know, peanut butter jelly, that sort of thing.
Is your best friend necklaces two, like, half hearts, and then when you put them together, it's one whole heart?
Yeah, I got it for the fifth day of Hanukkah for Andrew.
Okay.
I love it, dude.
Dude, Wheels, can you do me a favor, bro?
Yeah. Anything for you, Polly. Yeah, what do you need?
Dude, can you put in a good word with Dice for me?
What was I couldn't hear the question.
Dude, you gotta fucking open your ears, dude. You ever want to get a spot at the store ever again? Yo, I was gonna ask you, could you put in a good word with Dice for me? Because, like, if his show goes well, I want to get on the second season.
Definitely. Hey, Polly, do you happen to know the combination to your mother's safe?
Yeah, do you, Polly?
Dude, ask Peter Shore, right?
Which one of your brothers?
Dude, your guess is as good as mine.
Which one's the one with the little dog?
That's Scotty.
Scotty?
Yeah.
Scotty's got the little dog.
Yeah, bro.
Have you ever seen the dog say happy birthday? It's crazy.
All right, Dice, we got to go. We got some more calls.
Okay, I'll see you later.
Bye.
I probably won't because I'm successful.
Bye.
Yeah, probably not.
All right, you're on with Punch Drunk. What's going on?
Oh, fuck, man. You got me so hard.
What?
Oh, I have him hard. That's what he said.
What did he say?
He said,
hang
oh, fight, nanny, you have me so hard.
Was he beating off while he did that?
I think so.
Maybe that guy just
Hi,
lost
nice
a bag
to
of
nice to talk
bus.
To you. You guys, there's a fights on this weekend that are really,
okay,
it's a real shit card, but maybe.
Really shitty.
Who's on this weekend?
Ben Rothwell, Jr. Dos Santos. Wait,
I
want
to watch that fight.
Oh, nanny, you are so close to never being on the show.
The fans ask me to have you pronounce the names.
Okay, it is Ben Rothwell versus Junior Dos Santos. There you go.
That's anything can happen. That especially in the heavyweight division, anything can happen.
I like
Rothwell's on like a four
fight. I think
he's
on a nice run, and I think Dos Santos' chin is dented.
Ben Rothwell gives me nightmares. He's so creepy and weird.
Yeah, that's why I like him.
Yeah, he creeps me out.
Just gotta get in a little more shape.
Okay, Derek Lewis, Gabriel Gonzaga.
Gabriel Gonzaga, wow.
Dude, that guy, I would never bet a Gonzaga fight because you don't know if he's... Hey, dude, he literally wins one, lose one.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, he's got this one, gets knocked the fuck out. He's just, you don't know. I would never bet on that.
Who's the guy from Chicago? He used to be like I think he might have even been a cab driver. Ari knows him pretty good, but he fought out a shitload of fights. He's almost a gatekeeper guy. Who am I thinking of?
He's in the UFC.
Yeah, he literally is bleeding walking to the ring.
What?
Like, he bleeds every fight. Like
Not Andre Arlovski.
No, he's not Arlovski.
Is a heavyweight?
No, not a heavyweight. I can't think of his fucking name. He gave Ari a ride one time, and then he was, like, driving real scary, like, scaring Ari.
I don't know.
God damn it.
Text him.
I wish I could think of it, but I'm going to say, like, that's how Gonzaga's like that, where it's like, dude, you, I mean, he could knock somebody out. He could not get knocked out. It's like, yeah, you have no idea what's going to happen
next
in that fight.
Literally, the rest of the card is people I can't even say. That's how bad this card is. Sam, you try that name
there. Good luck
they're
on that.
They're the craziest name.
Yeah, they're just like, let's There's call the foreigners on this fight.
Yeah, it's a horrible
card. This is literally
card.
All foreigners fight.
I deleted it off my DVR. I could care less.
Oh, my God.
Are we watching UFC 197? Do we care now?
I do.
Okay, can I come over?
I got to see John Jones.
I got to see
Where are we watching it? Because we always do it together.
Probably the store, maybe.
Yeah. Well, I don't like watching it at the store. Sam's house is more fun.
All right, we'll get it my place.
Well,
or Earl's. Earl always gets it.
I like
because I like UFC 197.
Fuck yeah!
And they
I always get the fights. All you Palmers, attention, LA Comics. You want to come over to watch the fight? Start palming 2 months in advance.
So let me ask you: does Earl get on Comedy Central's TV show?
Yes.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Yeah.
Because it's...
Dude, I do.
I'm too hot for TV, baby.
What do you think for real? Do you think they have him on the show?
No. Yep. From what I understand,
they should. He's just going to be a hater
and not a... And just going to kill the racist stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, just
I hope
like
they put
the
him on there because he's great.
Well, to some extent, yeah. From what I hear, after talking to him and a few people, it looks like at some capacity he'd be on there. They just don't know to what level.
Well, guys,
to do that.
I think it's been a fun show. I think we're going to end it a little early.
Sam thinks he's in charge.
Hey, why don't you push your stuff?
That's how Earl.
Sandy, one more time.
Yes,
push
please
it.
Do. And where can they find it? And where
just
can they
if
donate?
You Google search Sandy Danto, SANDYDANTO, Kickstarter. The name of it is Jet Ski Hot Tub Road Trip on a Yacht. You can go to my website, sandydanto.com. It's constantly being linked to my Twitter at Sandy Danto, Facebook, all of it. Mm. It's you cannot miss it if you
and
just
this is,
Google my name.
Keeping in mind, this is making somebody's dream come true.
Yeah,
and not and only is it your own comedy special,
right?
But you're going to be on a yacht, which is on a big rig,
mm-hmm.
in a pool, riding a jet ski.
Yeah, and doing stand-up shows.
Yeah,
along the way, and part of it is like,
fuck
I want
bitches get money
exactly. But that's one part. The other part is...
You're married, right?
I'm married, and my wife wants
to...
Yeah, my wife wants to start a family, and I don't feel like I've accomplished enough yet. I want to, like, get this sort of thing
right.
done and, like, feel like I've accomplished something. And I'm sick of trying to get on these Comedy Central or, you know, whatever stand-up shows where you do 7 minutes. They don't really necessarily further your career all that much. It's like a little thing on your resume.
You know what the worst...
They don't pay a ton. And it looks bad. They cut out tags. And it's like,
well,
I want to be able
like,
to do it all on my own terms.
I did Kill Tony last night. And it's so funny because these kids, they now have YouTube. And they just watch YouTube. And they just learn cadences. So now you have these kids that are perfect for, like, doing Adam...
right.
Adam Devine.
That's all it is like a cadence. These guys, if you watch those shows,
it's a 6 minute impression of stand up comedy.
Exactly.
Like, I saw a girl do Whitney Cummings cadence. I've seen fucking a million Dane Cooks. I saw a guy doing Bill Burr's voice. And I'm like, he's like,
I saw a guy doing Rodney Dangerfield's cadence the other day. Necktie
dude, about,
and everything.
What about how many people are doing me?
All of them.
Dude.
So where can they go? One more time. Kickstarter.
What's the deal?
If you go to Kickstarter and you search Sandy Danto or Jet Ski Hot Tub Road Trip, you'll find it. I'll be in Canada, Vancouver Island.
One more time. Where can they find the Kickstarter thing?
Sam's not listening.
I'm listening.
Just Google Sandy Danto Jet Ski Hot Tub Road Trip.
Or
go to my website, sandydanto.com.
Anything you guys want to keep pushing?
Go to my website, theovaughn.com. Hey, I got a new special out. I appreciate if all y'all watch that. It's called No Offense.
Apparently I'm getting yelled at because they gave no respect to the Raptors. I think they're a great team. I feel like the Cavs can beat them. But I would love
Here's
to be
Here's what
wrong.
I don't understand as a fan. Why do you – the media, the sports media is so absurd. I mean, this is entertainment. Like, nothing about it – we're avid fans of basketball, but we're by no means like
– Dude, there is zero
maybe.
Research. Our search engine stat lady, doesn't even know how to look up
right,
stats.
But like, I
what
want my
I
team
right
to be counted
to
out by
at?
The media. I want
what?
My team
I did nothing right now.
To be overlooked. Because then when they do something...
Me too.
I would hate
being a Golden State fan right now because it's nothing but pressure. Yeah. All you can do is win a championship and go, woo!
If Golden State does anything but win the championship...
They almost got a sweep!
Yeah. They're going to be a laughingstock.
They go to 2 7-game series in this playoff.
Yeah.
They go to 2 7-game series and everyone's going to be like, ah, they're not who we thought they
were. I'll tell you one thing. If they lose in the playoffs, the crying Jordan meme is over. It's going to be a crying Steph Curry meme.
Absolutely right.
I love it!
There's this new thing in the sports world. And I know we're wrapping up here. We got 5 minutes left. There's this new thing where it's like this undefeated mentality. You see it in the UFC and you're seeing it with Golden State now where it's like, you either have to be like a demigod you're just not that, no big deal.
Yeah.
Everybody wants somebody undefeated, unbeatable. They want somebody winning by 30, and they want to watch this magic run. And if there's any parity or any competition, they're like, ah, I don't care.
I respect that.
It's weird, right?
It is weird.
Can
it's
I
like
say
Ronda Rousey yes. gets beat or somebody gets beaten. And
I want to say that the point spread that Ari asked for, Sam and Jason could not find for 20 minutes along with me. So it wasn't just me. You guys took my phone.
I was the one that looked up whatever.
No,
Ari
you
said
found
was wrong.
It, but you it took 20 minutes.
Well, that
and
was
I
the point
did, other
that
than that, I did not mess up today. I stayed quiet, like you said. Please follow me on Twitter and make me feel better about myself at Fight Nanny. Love you all.
I'm so glad you stopped his epic rant for that.
Yeah, I need to stick up for myself.
Okay. I don't know anybody shit on you so far.
You just now said our stat boy.
After you made a segment
anything.
Called Let's Hear Sam Read These Names.
I know. She's trying to throw everybody under the bus. Hey, let's have this idiot read these names. Hey, Jason's a total faggot. Hey, this guy wants to suck cock.
And I would like, never
I'm
say
an innocent
word.
Girl. I'm a total innocent girl, and I just want people
don't
to like
me. Don't pick
on
me, you fucking illiterate fucking you fucking hillbilly homo.
The only people she doesn't care if they like her are the people that have her on this show.
Yeah, the ones who are like, hey, let's put
I
her on the show.
No, I care so much.
Could care less about what
He's
Jason
thinks.
He's
such
Sam
a
thinks.
Dick to me. I try and hang out with him. He's got mood swings, man.
Yeah,
I love you
it's
both.
It's called alcoholism.
Man,
yeah, it's called raging alcoholism.
Yeah.
No, you guys, I care about you guys the most. I'm only on the show because I'm a fan of you guys. Stop being stupid.
Okay. And with that, Sandy, you are a great guest.
Thank you so much for having me. This is so much fun.
Love having you.
Love
having
I'll
you
come back anytime.
Time.
This is awesome.
I would actually, I'm going to try to get rid of Ari. We need a new Jew on the show.
All right.
Ooh.
All right, guys.
Although,
one that keeps his pants on.
I'll have to catch up.
One that would
UFC.
Put us on his fucking
no.
show.
I'm here for UFC. I don't know anything else. You can only know NBA. It'd be great.
All right,
why don't
good.
You? No, you love the NBA. You've been to 2 games.
I've actually grew up liking NBA.
Okay.
My mom always took me to Phoenix Suns games.
So you went to the game. Are you having fun at the UFC, at the NBA game?
Yeah, no, I love the Clippers, Sam.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Every time you fuck a chick long enough, they become your whatever your favorite team's fan
yeah.
up.
Yeah. Yep.
That's not
you
true.
That.
That's not yeah, true. I hate the Falcons.
Oh, shit.
No, you hate all of NFL.
You
but there's plenty of bitches that like the Falcons because I sprayed them properly.
No, that's not true. All your exes hate the Falcons. We talk.
We ain't talking about those cunts.
Oh,
wait, you didn't make me
exes.
A Clipper fan either. My mom did.
Uh-huh.
You made me a J.J. Redick fan.
Mm-hmm.
Her mother was fucking Clippers before they were good.
They
she
were.
She fucked them just
really?
For the love
she
of
fucked them
game.
Out of San Diego.
Yeah. When I was in elementary school, I was going
your
to
your mom was getting
games
some of that
mom.
ABA dick.
Does your mom live in L.A.?
Yeah, she lives in Pasadena.
Oh, I thought she visited you.
She did visit me. That's how sad. Yeah. My mom doesn't love me. She won't come over. She lives
are
30 minutes
from
away.
Los Angeles?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
You are completely level-headed for
that.
An L.A. person.
Yeah. I did not. Was not aware of that fact. Well, isn't that fascinating? Your mother got some ABA dick. Well, that's great. Red, white, and blue balls for everyone.
Tebow got
podcaster of the day, everybody. Final thoughts from the guy who was obviously on fire today.
Hey, man, just trying to do what I do best, man, and that's, you know, get whatever spots I get, try to get up, try to do my thing, and, you know, just trying to spray down these bitches.
Yeah. Dude, it is your best impression.
It's
yet.
A it really
yeah,
it is style.
Really good.
Odd.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's
thank
gonna
you.
Piss him off that you.
No,
do
he likes
it. So
it. He likes
well.
It. He likes
you
it.
You nail it, dude.
Yeah.
All right, guys. It's been a great podcast. Everyone did great. Good job, Aaron. You were great too today. Great job. We'll see you guys next week.
Go Clippers. Go Cubs. Suck it.